TH, just, you know, what's going on in the world these days. I am honestly really surprised, almost shocked at the stupidity and ignorance I see from leaders in Europe and in the USA. How they are behaving, the decisions they make today, that really bring themselves down. And it's a bit ironic, you know, how they are speaking basically nowadays about the global south. You know, there's Putin is a demon, a devil, right? And the fact that in Asia and in the global south, which is like half of the world, he's a respectable, respected leader. That they simply either don't see that, or they ignore it, or they think that is, that means half of the world now is bad and against them, and also following the devil. But whatever is the case of that, what they are doing, while this global south is now, you know, building up financially and their trade and their technology and everything very well, as it seems, they are pumping billions of, you know, dollars or euros into war in Ukraine, just weapons, 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 money, weapons, money. We have to do that. We are defending the goodness of the world, or whatever they think they are defending. Which means that they are sucking out the economies of their own countries, as well as their own military power. And the sanctions, 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 sanctions everywhere. Which means that they make it more expensive in their own countries, because they are completely dependent on the global south, with technology and the energy and all kinds of things. So they are hurting themselves and their people, actually. Of course, they themselves always have money, those leaders. So it just doesn't make any sense what they're doing. Some of them have more sense and they are not on that bandwagon. But, you know, Germany and France and Britain and Sweden and so on, and the US. So my, that's what I wanted to say here, actually. a roundabout way. I've been thinking, why, you know, what's wrong here? And I think what's wrong is that we are looking at another weakness of democracy when democracy starts to fail. And it is that the leaders, they have to do and think and say only that which is, you know, woke, acceptable, which is, you know, which good people say, which most people agree with, because otherwise they're kicked out of that nice, exclusive, those chambers of leaders, you know, where you can be someone important. You know, they hang out there in the parliament building and cafes and restaurants around there, and probably parties and meetings of different kinds. I mean, it's a social gathering, right? Where they are busy working to promote themselves, really. Trying to become in government positions and to stay there if they are there. And then you can't have forbidden opinions and say forbidden things. So I would say that they less use their intelligence to actually find solutions and what makes good sense, and to analyze and study things, you know, independently and only what reality is, but more to have the good and right opinions, something like that. Which is, I mean, it's a sign of disqualification and a civilization that is going down, dissolving, falling to pieces, that has no strength to uphold itself anymore. And also arrogance in the way that they are so sure of and so used to the fact that, or the you know, the idea or the that they are the best, they are in control of the world, they are, you know, the leader, come on, Germany, oh, you know, France, we are, Sweden, we always know the best, right? And I would say, and in the US and everywhere, there is a strong, hidden racism. A chauvinism very deeply engraved and embedded in Europe and the USA, the control and superiority of the white man. But you, of course, you're not allowed to say that or to even breathe anything in that direction unless you're, you know, extreme right, then you're coming out more honestly about it. So that, you know, you got this wokeness there, which makes it all contradictory in a way. You have to behave as if you are the utmost non-racist, while at the same time acting, continuing acting, and upholding societies that have been and are still built and maintained by colonialism, whether traditional or neo-colonialism, which is racism.